Blog Talk Radio.
Prescribed rest. I want to welcome you all again to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. I am Brother Miles, and we are in Deuteronomy chapter 29 on this evening, moving toward completing our review of the Old Covenant. I pray everybody is blessed. We are going to go ahead and jump right into it on this evening. Some reason I'm feeling a little tired, even though, you know, I went to sleep. I just feel like I just need some more sleep. But anyway, we're going to do this, and we're going to do as the Most High has said. So we want to greet you all in Pal Talk Land and Blog Talk Land on the internet in general, wherever you may be. We greet you in the Master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Master and our Savior, our Elohim and our Redeemer, the lover of our soul and the rock of our faith. Let us do our statement of faith. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we glorify you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. You are our Elohim. You and you alone will be served, Father. And we just want to give you all the glory, the power, and the praise on this afternoon. Father, we want to bless your holy name. And Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you. Holy hands raised. Let me have the sisters to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. As we turn toward the east, holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen and amen. And on this evening, let us start with Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, to love him and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. And then Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim. But turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other Elohims, which you have not known. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and more so the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. I want to take the time to greet all those who are listening on Pow Talk, on Blog Talk, on the internet in general, wherever you may be, in North America or South America, on the African continent or in the European theater, and in the Far East. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ in the English. On this morning, we did a review of, or we read Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we found that the Most High says, hey, if you listen to my voice and just do what I say to do, I will bless you in all things. And if you don't listen to my voice and do what I say to do, then I'm going to curse you in all things. It's either or. There's not an in-between. And so when we come into chapter 29, it's more of a warning to Israel and, you know, what the consequences of disobedience are. And one of the things that has always kind of intrigued me with this is that I understand that the Most High was the Elohim in Egypt before he was the Elohim for Israel, before he selected Israel. And when you look at the description that he gives for what will happen to a certain people when they disobey him, and then you look at the Sahara Desert. Now, what I find particularly interesting in this, you know, most temporal zones, no matter where you go in the world, like the tropical climates, the tropical zones, they're tropical all the way around the world in that zone. When you look at the Sahara Desert and you look at, like, say, South America, why don't you see a desert like in the Sahara, in the same regions like in South America? Because it's the same, should be the same climate, the same temporal zone. And so it tells me that something happened in the Sahara that changed it. Now, science will try to say, you know, it was climate change or, you know, a lack of rainfall. They'll try to come up with their reasons, but this actually fits the definition of what the Most High says that he will do to that nation, that it will be desolate, really desolate, nothing growing there. And so, you know, it didn't really hit me until, you know, the Most High showed me that he was the Elohim of Israel, I mean, of Egypt before. And Egypt was a global kingdom. You know, the Egypt that we know today and the Egypt of the past, when it was controlled by the Nubians, is different. And so the Most High left a remnant of them, a remnant of the former Egypt, and a remnant even of the people. And I truly believe that there are so many hidden and buried cities up under that Sahara Desert. Because science knows that it wasn't always a desert like that. This, you know, and, you know, we that's why, you know, I don't really believe all the time frames that we talk about today, because they don't stand up. They don't stand up to critical thinking. I believe the earth is a lot older than what we may think, and we've put some times to some things. It's just like day one in creation. How long was day one? There wasn't any stars. There wasn't any sun. There wasn't any moon. There was no sunset and no sunrise in day one of creation. The sun didn't even exist. But how long really was that day? And then day two, day three. I believe the stars, the moon, and the sun weren't created till day four. That we might have, you know, be able to break it up into an actual day. So we don't really know how long those periods were. They could be one day, 24 hours, or it could be 24 billion years. We don't know. And the Most High don't tell us. We were given the sun and the moon and the stars to track time in day three of creation. But we don't even know how long days one, two, and three were. We just don't know. And the Most High, you know, doesn't actually tell us. But then when we look at, you know, the science of things, this earth is a lot older than what we may want to believe. And I don't have a problem with that, because it doesn't negate that the Most High created everything. It doesn't negate what he's doing. I think a lot of the times what it actually throws off is, you know, our understanding of prophecy and timing. But that's a whole other story. Nevertheless, I put up another video for those who are interested. Check your email. This is the beginning of the makings of the hydroponic boxes, the making of the manifolds that will be used to spray the water on the inside of the boxes. I will start on those again early in the morning to get as much done with them as possible as I can get done until the rest of the parts come in. But, you know, as I'm doing it, I'm posting it from the phone so that I can have something up that we can see. And, you know, I'm going step by step and explaining what I'm doing. Then I'll have a document that I'm going to actually post on the website that will give the measurements for all the pieces and, the different pieces that were used, the number of them, the measurements of, you know, what the pipe needs to be cut to, and anything else that will be important will be in that document. So I don't give all the measurements in the video, but I show you after it's been cut, you know, and how it's assembled piece by piece. All right, let's jump into Deuteronomy chapter 29. These are the words of the covenant which Yah commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, and beside the covenant which he made with them at Horeb. So there's two covenants here, the one from Horeb and the one at Moab. And Israel is supposed to keep them both. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, you have seen all that Yah did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land, the great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet Yah has not given you a heart to perceive. Now, this goes back to they're getting ready to enter into the covenant, and he's saying that the Most High did not give them a heart that they should perceive, be able to understand it. Has not given them eyes to see, ears to hear, unto this day. So they didn't, you know, say, you have seen everything that the Most High's done, but he hasn't given you a heart to understand it, to perceive it. Because there's something, you know, there's something wrong here. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxed old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen upon thy foot. Your shoe didn't get old. Your clothes didn't get old. They didn't wear out. You didn't have to mend no holes, none of that stuff. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, because they were eating manna, that you might know that I am Yah, your Elohim. And when you came into this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, came out against us unto battle, and we smote them. And we took their land and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half of the tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. So the Most High says, you know, I started making a covenant with you. I gave you my statutes, my laws, and my commandments. And you agreed to do those. And I told you, now once you are entering into the land, if you do these things, how I will treat you and bless you in the land. You stand this day, all of you before Yah, your Elohim, your captains of your tribes, your elders, your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood unto the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into the covenant. So these last groups that he's mentioning, they are people like the hewers of the wood, are people that kind of came it, you know, the Most High told them to destroy them. These people said, hey, we will, you know, we're woodcutters. We would rather cut all wood for you and become your servants. And so they became part of Israel. But they're not really Hebrew Israelites. But now they are, because they're amongst the people, and they got to keep the covenant along with Israel. They agreed to be the servants, so they have to also keep the covenant. And this is what he's saying. Thou shouldest enter into the covenant with Yah thy Elohim, and into this oath, into his oath, which Yah thy Elohim maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself. This is the biggest part of this, to be personally the Most High's. Not all nations, not all peoples are connected to the Most High like that. He says, you've been selected, and you've come into a covenant agreement, a duty, a responsibility that you understand the terms of. This is more than a contract, because to break this contract or this covenant is death. It's extreme punishment. It's the destruction of the people, the destruction of them as a nation. As he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath. It's not just with you, but listen, but with him that stands here with us this day before Yah our Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us this day. For we know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which you passed by. And you have seen their abominations and their idols of wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from Yah our Elohim. So if they had anything to do with Israel, and Israel came against them, destroyed them, did whatever, they know about the Most High. And so he says, hey, this covenant is also with them, that I will continue to do to them if they don't repent, if they want to go back and serve other gods. They're among you. You didn't kill all of them. So if they want to turn aside and go back to serving other gods, let's read this. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away this day from Yah, our Elohim, to go and serve other gods, other Elohims of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. That gall and wormwood is just like a sour heart. You know, they want revenge. In their heart, they really are trying to return to what they used to do. And it comes to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my own heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. So he doesn't want anybody that is associated with Israel, that he has conquered, that they have conquered, that live among them, that are still in the lands that they have conquered. He said, they know about me. And they might say in the imaginations of their own heart that they have peace, because no immediate judgment is coming. But if they serve go back to try to serve their other gods, then it's going to be a problem. Yah will not spare him, but then the anger of Yah and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and Yah shall blot out his name from under heaven. Now, these are very grievous and serious penalties. I'm going to blot you out. I'm going to blot your name out from under heaven as though you were never here. And I'm going to blot your name out from the book of life. And Yah shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. So I'm going to turn him over to evil. I'm going to separate him out unto evil. This man or woman is going to do evil, and they're not even going to be knowing why. It's just because they chose to be wicked. And the Most High says, I'm going to turn them over to that. And they don't even get to repent. It becomes their nature. And we still got that going on amongst us today. And I see it, you know, more and more. Have a desire to do good, but for whatever the reason, just cannot ever seem to really do good. Can speak wonderful words, but can't do good. Always got something going on in the background, you know, it's a front. Saying one thing and doing another. And this is because they have gone astray from the Most High. And he has turned them over to it. It hasn't stopped today. So they'll be talking about the Most High and talking about, you know, how they're at peace with him and how they love him. But then they got all kind of wickedness that's always going on in their life. They can't seem to get away from it. And I don't care how much good they try to do, in the end, it always comes back to the same thing. They end up going back down the same road and can't see it. And I think that the truth of the matter is that no one wants to truly say, wants to admit that they are truly cursed. Especially when they can see right from wrong, but their actions keep saying that, you know what, no matter how much I try, I just can't get away from this. It just keeps coming back. I keep making the decisions that put me back in the same situation, but even worse. And maybe they succumb to it. I don't know. But this is where this is coming from. So that generation shall come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness which I have made laid upon it, and the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein. This is a desert. And when you look at, like I say, the Sahara, I think that the future Israel at some point is going to fall into this. Like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adamah, Zeboim, which Yah overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Now, I know in the book of Revelations, no, I think it's in Zechariah or Zephaniah, I have to look it up. But he talks about the only inhabitable place that's going to be in Israel is going to be along the coast. The rest of it is going to be uninhabitable. That's not that way today. But Yah is going to come and he's going to raise, R-A-Z-E, the land. He's going to turn it like this because of all the abominations that were in it. And the only real inhabitable place along the coast and in the New Jerusalem. Because the lake of fire is outside of the New Jerusalem. So this future of Israel the country, the nation, the land, I want to say, I believe is still to come to this brimstone and salt and burning, like Sodom and Gomorrah. You can read in other places where he says that, you know, the only inhabitable place will be along the coast of Israel, the land of Israel. Even all nations shall say, wherefore has Yah done this unto this land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yah Elohim of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, where they went and served other Elohims and worshiped them, gods or Elohims whom they knew not and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of Yah was kindled against this land to bring it upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And Yah rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong unto Yah, our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong to us, unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So the Most High revealed enough to us that we should be able to keep the law. But he didn't tell them everything. He hasn't told any of us everything. But he has enough in this book and has told us enough that he says, if this people don't keep this covenant, this is what's going to happen to this land. And we haven't seen it happen yet. So I know that this is future, and I know when I read in, like I think it's Zechariah or Zephaniah, it's one of the Z books, that the land of Israel, the only inhabitable part will be along its coast. But the rest of it, he's coming through and he's desolated. He's decimating it. And then when he finally returns, the place that's going to be inhabited, that's why he says, they look for a city that is not built by hands. The New Jerusalem is 1,500 miles square. It's bigger than the land itself, the land mass of Israel. Matter of fact, let me do something real quick. Because I wonder if anybody's ever thought, I just thought about this. I wonder if anybody else has ever thought about this. How wide is Israel in miles? Okay. The land of Israel, as it stands today, and we could probably add a little bit to this. I would have to say, okay, really, I'm gonna go in and inquire how wide or how much land is between the Nile River and the Euphrates River. But the land of Israel itself, as it stands today, is only 290 miles wide. The New Jerusalem is 1,500 miles square. That is seven times larger than the whole nation. More than seven times larger, because lengthwise, I don't think that it would be that much more than 600 or 700 miles. So 1,500 miles square, that's the New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. Larger than the land that the city's supposed to be in. So this part of this curse has not been fulfilled yet. But the Most High says it will be fulfilled. And it's going to be fulfilled, I believe, during the time of trials and tribulations. Let's continue. So he's saying, hey, this will be the end result of it. If you don't do what I say to do. But you will have corrupted and defiled the land. Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, and the blessings and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether Yah thy Elohim has driven thee, and shall return unto Yah. Now see, he tells us, here's the consequences if you do good, here's the consequences if you do bad. If you do bad, if you do this, then I'll return to you, and shall return unto Yah thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul. That's how we have to return, us and our children. Then Yah thy Elohim would turn thy captivity. We're wondering why we're still scattered. Because we as a people, as a whole, have not turned to him. We as a people don't have our children doing what they're supposed to do. They are too influenced by this world, these governments, this society. So let's read this so we understand. You probably want to underline this in your Bible. Highlight it, do whatever, because this is what's required. And thou shalt return unto Yah thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then Yah thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whether Yah thy Elohim has scattered thee. We're still scattered. But he says, this is what you have to do. You and your children all have to turn back toward me with your whole heart, with all your heart and all your soul. Then I'll turn your captivity. Our forefathers did it in the past, and the Most High would bring them back. Now we find ourselves scattered in the last days, and we want to be gathered. We want him to come and get us, but we don't have a clue as to how to get our children to come back. We don't have a clue as to how to get most of our people to believe that we even are the people of the book. And even a lot of us who are awake, I think at some times or another, have doubts. And so, but here he tells us, this is the formula. Return unto me, obey my voice, according to all my commandments. Then I'll turn back to you, and I'll turn your captivity. I'll gather you out of all the nations where I scattered you. So he tells us in the covenant what the fix is. If you break it, this is how you fix your breach. Turn back to me with your whole heart, with all of your soul. Pick up the law, the statutes and commandments, the judgments, and do them. Obey my voice. Once you bring yourself back in doing that, then I will return unto you. If any of thine be driven out, and to the uttermost parts of heaven. From thence will Yah thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And Yah thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. We want the blessings. It's real simple. He tells us exactly what to do, and we just got problems. We don't want to do it. That's the only thing I can conclude. We have onesies and twosies that will do it, but us as a people, as a whole, with our children, you know, we can be in truth, and our children still out in this world don't want to hear it. I got my own life to live. You do you. I'll do me. You had your chance. This is my chance. But he tells us exactly what has to happen. And then, you know, a lot of us don't even feel comfortable talking with our children or relatives about this stuff. Hey, do you know that we're the people? Do you know that this is all we got to do? They ain't trying to hear it. It's almost like self-fulfilling that we can't come back because he made what the stipulation is. So let's read this again so that we know. Starting in verse 2. Let's go back to verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, that thou shalt call them in mind among all the nations. Remember what the Most High said? Whether Yahweh Elohim has driven thee, and shall return unto Yahweh Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children. It's not just, this can't be us. It's got to be the offspring too. In whatever generation is living, the parents and the children, all of the people have to turn their hearts to the Most High and their soul. That then, Yah, will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee and will return and gather thee from all the nations. Whether thy Elohim, Yah, thy Elohim has scattered thee. Those are the stipulations. You and your children, whatever generation can do that. You and your children turn back to me with their whole hearts. It might be your children and their children. We might be gone. That's what's been happening for the last 2,000 years. Every generation comes in. I'm sure there are those that found out who they were, who turned back toward the Most High, but it didn't turn the people. See, we agreed with the Most High as a nation. It wasn't an individual thing, it was a nation. All that Yah has said, we didn't say I will do, we said we will do. And so we have to come back. And so we got individuals that learn who they are, who are willing to turn back, but the nation itself as a whole does not want to. The nation as a whole is still blind. And so we have to start raising up a generation in the fear and the admonition of Yah that will keep his statutes, laws, and commandments, that it will spread amongst the people. As long as we keep doing the same old thing and expecting different results, then are we not crazy? Then are we not stupid? We've been doing the same thing for 2,000 years and been having the same hope, and that hadn't happened yet, then why don't we just do what he said? And sometimes you have to mark off a generation. That's a reject generation. We got to start again. We got to get some young people who will listen, who will do, who will be that good seed that we might be able to fulfill this. Because, you know, it doesn't matter, as I said, and I knew this a while back, that this is the crux of the matter. Most of us don't even know who we are as a people. We're thinking we're, you know, Muslim. We're thinking we're Egyptian. We're thinking we're everything but who the Most High has said that we are. We're looking at all these different documentaries and studying whatever history and saying, oh, yeah, that's us. Because they really don't want to be the priesthood. That's the only thing I can come up with. Don't want the job the Most High selected us for. But he says there's going to be a generation that does it. It's going to be, you know, a people that does it. So you know, it's important. That's why I said it's important that we talk to the young people. It's important that we don't be shy and don't, you know, hey, can't do what you're doing. Even if they don't want to hear it. The thing is, they won't be able to say they weren't told. And maybe, you know, as we were when we were younger, we didn't know any better, didn't know who we were. And we're running wild in the world, doing everything the world is doing, living by the world's standard. Then we find out who we are. We want to repent and change. And then we find out that the vast majority of our people don't want to. They don't even want to hear it. So it's like the Most High said, okay, I'm going to give you a stipulation that I know it's going to be very hard for y'all to do. But if you do it, then I'll come back to you. And I'll turn your captivity. Verse 4. And if any of thine be driven out unto the uttermost parts, the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will Yah thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And Yah thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed. Thou shalt possess it, and he will do good and multiply thee above thy fathers. I'll do good and multiply you above your fathers, where, you know, I told them I will bless them in their coming in and in their going out. They wouldn't do it, and they weren't blessed. So I'll bless you better than your grandfather was blessed. I'll bless you better than your father was blessed, because you will have returned to me and received the promises that I originally gave, that they didn't receive. And Yah thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. If we just show the desire to, he says, I will cause you to love me, and I will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, if you get them to come back. And Yah the Elohim would put all these curses upon thine enemies. All we have to do is truly repent. But as the people, the individually, we can be blessed. But as a people, we still fall up under the curses as a whole. Yah thy Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee and which persecute thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yah and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. And Yah thy Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For Yah will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. I'll do what I told you I would do. The promise I made your fathers, your ancestors, I will do it for you, if you guys will turn, you and your children. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yah thy Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law, and if thou turn unto Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Everywhere he says that, he wants all. All thine heart and all thy soul. Don't come half-stepping. Don't come trying to give me a piece of you. Don't come, pardon my French, doing a half-assed job. Don't do it. I want all thine heart and all thy soul. We keep saying that. I want all thy heart, do it with all thy soul. Commit to it with everything that you are. Your money, your life should be dedicated to serving me and bringing about my vision. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it afar off. If you do it, he says, so it's not hidden. Not something you don't know. Not something you can't find out. And it's not afar off. If we do this, he said, I'm not going to take a long time to come and change your situation as a people. It's not afar off. You don't have to wait centuries or thousands of years. If you will just do it, can we hear him? Evidently not. We want to place all our hope in I don't know what. Because clearly, we're still scattered. Clearly, we're still suffering at the hands of the nations. Clearly, we haven't done what he asked us to do. As a people, individually, we got some that have. But as a people as a whole, we have not. We can have the father and mother in truth and the children be not in truth. We can have the children in truth and the father and mother not be in truth. It's always something holding it back. And we have clearly got to turn this table. He says it's not hidden. And it's not afar off. Won't take a long time if you just do it. I'm looking. I'm looking for those, that generation that will do it. I want to come and gather you. But I made some stipulations. I have an if condition. And I'm not going to do it until you complete the if condition. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us. What to do, that we may hear it and do it. It ain't up in heaven. It ain't across the ocean. But the word is very nigh or near unto thee. Where is it at? In thy mouth and in thine heart, that thou mayest do it. That's very simplistic. You looking all over the place for what to do? I've given you my statutes, my laws, my commandments, and my judgments. They're in your mouth. They're in your heart. That you may do them. All you got to do is what? Do them. Stop looking all over the place and just do what I said to do. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love Yahweh Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments. Because see, this latter part, and you can highlight that in your Bible, his judgments is what's wrong with us. Israel doesn't have a problem trying to keep the statutes, law, and commandments. Israel does not like the judgments. That thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh Elohim shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it. All of the Most High judgments, all but a few, call for your life. And nobody's, what it seems like, are willing to give their life. They're not willing to. That is the problem. And no matter how you paint the picture, how you tell the story, that is the crux of the matter. But he says it's real simple. You ain't got to come up into heaven and get it. I brought it to you on the earth. I gave you the word on the earth. You ain't got to go across the ocean to get it to another nation because I gave it to you. Another nation might have to say that, hey, we got to go to Israel to get the word. Israel should not have to say that. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Just do it. So we got this, what he's telling us is we got this in us, but we don't even do what's in us. We don't really believe what we know. Verse 16 again. In that I command thee this day to love Yahdai Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahdai Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day, or announce unto you this day, that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over the Jordan to go possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. I call heaven and earth to record this day, so that you can't say, we didn't know. Can't say, we haven't heard. And see, the truth of the matter is, everyone that we tell this, that day, it's recorded against them because they've heard the truth. Now they got to do it. And so I think this has become the chapter that I'm going to use with all of Israel. And it's going to be recorded against them. And I'm not trying to do it for their bad. But they won't be like Moses did. You won't be able to say you didn't hear. You won't be able to say you didn't know. The only thing you'll be able to say is whether you did it or you didn't. And when I'm saying you, I'm talking about mankind as a whole, Israel as a whole. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love Yahweh Elohim, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, and that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh Elohim, which I swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give them. So you see what the Most High has done here? He's told us exactly what to do. Told us who had to do it. You and your children. Didn't just say you. It didn't say just your children. You and your children. I want a generation that will choose to serve me, to obey my voice and keep my covenants, my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments. That when you mess up, you take out, you do exactly what I said to do. Don't do what you want to do. How do you know if I won't speak from heaven, your child disobeyed you, and I told you that child was supposed to die. You go to carry out the law, and you hear from heaven, stop. Now I know that thou lovest me. For you were going to kill your child to keep my judgments. We don't know. And if he don't speak, then we have to do it. Just like he tested Abraham. Abraham, take thy son, thy only son, and he hasn't done anything wrong. Go sacrifice him. What's the difference in sacrificing him for an offering or killing him because he's been disobedient? The end result is they are what? Dead. That's the end result. They are dead. Go and take thy son, thy only son, and sacrifice him. And Abraham didn't question. Come on, son. We're going to go take a trip. We're going to go up to Mount wherever we're going to make sacrifice. But Father, where's the lamb at? He spoke prophetically. The Most High will provide. And he goes to sacrifice his son to kill him. And the Most High calls out the heavens, stop. Now I know that thou lovest me. I know that you will obey my voice, that you will do whatever I ask you to do. We miss that, though. We miss that lesson. We'll talk about faithful Abraham, but we don't really apply it to us. Let's continue. But, yeah, I have to mark, this is going to be my go-to for Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 30. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 31. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old. This day I can no more go out and come in. Also Yah has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. And Yah thy Elohim will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as Yah hath said. And Yah shall do unto them as he did to Sihon, and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And Yah shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. He didn't say don't be afraid of the Most High. Don't be afraid of these people. For Yahdai Elohim, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which Yah thy Elohim, Yah has sworn unto thy fathers, to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And Yah, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. To be confused or unsure. And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, with the bear, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yah, and unto all the elders of Israel. So he didn't just deliver it to just the priesthood. He didn't just deliver it to just the elders. He delivered it to both groups. Why? They both have different functions. The priesthood is the go-between between the Most High and the people. The elders are the ones that were to teach the law and to enforce it. And so, you know, I know we get these things twisted today. But it hasn't changed. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before Yah, thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men, women, and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn and fear Yah, thy Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this law, and that the children which have not known anything may hear and learn to fear Yah, your Elohim, as long as you live in the land, whether you go over the Jordan to possess it. And Yah said unto Moses, so let's stop here for a second. when we, every 7 years, we're supposed to all gather together and read the law during Tabernacles. And this is what Tabernacles is supposed to be used for. To teach the children that they hear it all of the statutes, laws, commandments, and the judgments. So the children are supposed to hear, hey, if you hit your parents, you curse them, you're supposed to die. If you kill somebody, you're supposed to die. If you covet what somebody has, you're supposed to die. You're supposed to hear this. You're supposed to be taught it. That they might fear the Most High. But people have been using these days as the only occasion as to get drunk, have a party, barbecue. Passover, you can't just invite just anybody to. Pentecost, you can't just invite anybody to. But Tabernacles, that is designed to invite everybody to. Read the law. Read what the Most High said. This is how you are to behave. And if you don't behave this way, this is the judgment. Let's keep moving. And Yah said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach, and thou must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And Yah appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. Now, again, I say unto you, you know, it's one thing. It's just something to know that you are about to die. You know, like the person on death row, or the person that is chronically ill, and they know they got but a little time. They don't know exactly what time, but you know, for the Most High said the time has come for you to die. You know that he ain't coming to save you. You're about to go to sleep forever until the resurrection. Now go do this. Go get Joshua. Verse 15. And Yah appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And Yah said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after other Elohims of the strangers of the land. Now he's telling Moses what this people is going to do, whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them. So let's start this over again, and understand that the Most High is telling Moses exactly what Israel is going to do. And Yah said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the Elohims of the strangers of the land, and whether they go to be among them, and will forsake me, and break my covenant which I have made with them, then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day. And I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our Elohim is not among us? And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they have wrought or done, in that they are turned unto other gods. Just a minute. Let me get a drink of water here. I think there's some type of dust or something in my office. verse 19. Now, therefore, write you this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen or gotten fat, then will they turn unto other Elohims and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them that this song shall testify against them as a witness. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination which they go about, even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses says, I already know that their heart is not with me. I know the imaginations of their heart. I know how, you know, secretly they want to worship the gods of Egypt. I know how secretly they heard about how this people does this. They want to do that. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of good courage. For thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of the law in the book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yah, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yah, your Elohim, that he may be there, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against Yah. And how much more after my death? I'm here still with you today, and you rebellious now. And you know that the Most High is with me. How much more rebellious are going to be after I'm dead? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death you will utterly corrupt yourselves, and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of Yah, to provoke him to anger through the works of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass, because I will publish the name of Yah. Ascribe you greatness unto our Elohim. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a Elohim of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite Yah, O foolish people, and unwise? Is not he thy father that has brought thee? Has not he made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yah's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So Yah alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and the oil out of a flint rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs, and rams of breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But Jeshurun waxed fat, and kicked, thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange Elohims. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim, to Elohims whom they knew not, to new Elohim that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And when Yah saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger, and shall burn into the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with her increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains, and I will heap mischiefs upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They shall be burnt with hunger, and devoured with burning heat, and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of the beast upon them, with the poison of the serpents of the dust. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and the virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them into the corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, or lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yah has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and Yah had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are the grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of ass. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For Yah shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth their power is done, that there is none shut up or left. He shall say, where are their Elohims, their rock in whom they trusted? Which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. See now that I, even I am he, and there is no Elohim with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I wet my glittering soil, my glittering sword, and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies and will reward them that hate me. I will make mine arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh. And that with the blood of the slain and the captives from the beginning of revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, O you nations, which with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song. So everything I just read is the song that Moses wrote, that the Most High had him to write, that we are supposed to know. Just like we remember the 23rd Psalm, we are supposed to memorize this song. We're in verse 44. Let's go back to 31. Let's go back to chapter 31. And go back to 31:21. No, let's go back to 31:19. Deuteronomy 31:19. Now therefore write you this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other Elohims and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. It shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. The children are supposed to know this. So this song, all of 32, down to verse 43, I believe, verse 1 through 43, that's a long song. It says we're supposed to know this song. So we want to make note of that. That is the song, the one that that I read in 32. And it's, the children are supposed to also know this. Give ye ear, all ye heavens, and I will speak. This is the beginning of the song. And then in verse 43. Is the end of the song. Because this tells the entire history of Israel. The Most High, this song is prophetic. Remember he told Moses, before you die, let me tell you, these people they're gonna turn away from me. They're gonna forsake me. But write this song and teach it to them before you die. That it'll be in the mouth of their seed. That's their children. And each generation is supposed to know this. Verse 32 and 44. And Moses came and spake all the words of this song into the ears of the people. And he and Hoshea, the son of Nun. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I have testified among you this day, which you shall command your children to observe to do. All the words of this law, that's even to remember that song. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. And Yah spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, get thee up into this mountain of Abarim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel for a possession. and die in the mount whither thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in the Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people, because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. Why is Moses dying? Because he trespassed against the Most High at the waters of Meribah Kadesh. Shall we bring water out of this rock, you rebellious people? You sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. To say, behold, Israel, Yah your Elohim, doth give you water from this rock of flint. Praise and glorify Yah Elohim. Crack. Water comes out of the rock. It wasn't that he hit the rock, that he tried to take credit. Shall we, me and Aaron, give you water out of this rock? That's why Aaron died, had to go up at Mount Hor and die, and for his other trespasses, that Moses interceded for him. And now this one Moses did, he got to die. Can't go, I told you, you ain't going over. I told you, don't keep asking me. When I saw that, because like I said, I didn't recall seeing where Moses, and I always wondered, why did he go back before the Most High and plead his case? But he did. And the Most High said, no. Don't even ask anymore. I've already made my judgment. And you are not going into the land. You're not carrying them into the land. Get up on top of the mount and look over. You can look at the promised land, but you're not entering into it. You're going to dive on top of this mountain. Yet thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go there unto the land which I give the children of Israel. You don't walk with this people all this time. You have brought them out of Egypt. You have suffered with them. But nobody takes my glory. Especially those close to me. So you can't go over. Deuteronomy chapter 33. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Elohim, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, Yah came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun. Jeshurun is Israel. Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah, he said. Hear Yah, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him. And behold, thou art help to him from his enemies. And of Levi, he said, let thy Thummim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massah, and with whom thou didst strive at the waters of Meribah, who said unto his father and unto his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgments, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt sacrifice upon thine altar. Bless Yah his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And of Benjamin, he said, the love of Yah shall dwell in safety by him. And Yah shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, blessed of Yah be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that couch beneath, and for the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that dwelleth in the bush. Let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren. And his glory is like the firstling of a bullock, and his horns are like the horns of the unicorns. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar, in thy tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seed, and of the treasures hid in the sand. And Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlarges Gad. He dwelleth as a lion, and tears the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part of himself, because there in the portion of the lawgiver was he seated. And he came with the heads of the people. He executed the justice of Yah and his judgments of Israel. And Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of Yah, possess thou the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. And let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and thy days so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto the God of Yeshurun, who rideth upon the heavens in thy help, and his excellency on the sky. The eternal Elohim is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone, and the fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee. O people, say by Yah, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee. Thou shalt tread upon their high places. So this is the blessing that Moses pronounced over all the 12 tribes. This also tells us where they were dwelling at, or would be dwelling at. And maybe we'll go back into these another time to see what other hidden gems are in them, in the blessings of Moses. But the truth of the matter is, we probably can't find them today because we're under the curse and we're not under the blessings. Deuteronomy chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And Yah showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and the land of Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the hill of Jericho, and the city of the palm trees unto Zoar. And Yah said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham and Isaac and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over there. So Moses, the servant of Yah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yah. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulcher unto this day. So the Most High buried Moses and Nobody knew where he buried him. And Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eyes was not dim, nor was his natural force abated. What is he saying? Moses wasn't weak. He hadn't, you know, didn't grow old and feeble. His eyesight was still good. His natural strength was still strong. Remember, to carry those clay tablets, up that mountain, to do the work that he was doing required some strength. To build all those pillars, you know, when you really go back and look at what he was doing for the age he was like a young man. So it's telling you, he went up on this mountain at 120 years old, and he wasn't weak and feeble. His, you know, eyes hadn't started dimming, and, you know, where he couldn't see. His strength hadn't started going away from him. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. And the children of Israel hearkened or listened unto him, and did as Yah commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom Yah knew face to face. In all the signs and wonders which Yah sent him to do in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. And in all that mighty land, and in all that mighty hand, and in all that great terror which Moses showed in the sight of all Israel. So this is the conclusion of the giving of the covenant. And we have, you know, some commandments in there to remember this song. We have some commandments that tell us, hey, if you breach the contract, this is what you got to do. Just return to me with your whole heart. And do what I said to do. It's not hard. It's not complicated. He says, hey, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. Messiah said the same thing. And you know what? Thank you, Yah. This is the same doctrine, the same scriptures that are to be used for the church who say that they are not up under the law. Thank you, Yah. Let's go do something real quick. Kind of our introduction into the new covenant. Just a second. But I thank Yah for showing me this and bringing it to my remembrance. Go to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 10. The book of Romans, chapter 10. And when you have this, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. Now, this is how we first got on this. For they being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Elohim. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describes a righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. See, people take that verse to say that they shall live by the law, but and it is saying that, but it has a dual meaning. As the Most High said, if you do this and do this law and what? Live. But people read this verse a little bit different way, saying that if you live by, you know, the man which does those things shall live by them, saying that they read it that, oh, he's got to be a keeper of the law, and they try to use it in a negative way, that we're not supposed to keep the law. But the whole time in the law and in Torah, the Most High said, do these statutes, laws, and commandments and live. So this is what this verse is all saying, and live by doing them. Even though it don't have by doing them, it just says by them. That's what it means, though. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above? Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. We just read this. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. What word was it? The word of the law. The statutes, the laws, and the commandments, and his judgments. Even in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, they don't go back and get that. And they simply read it that if you confess Messiah with your mouth and shall believe in thine heart that Elohim has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But what he's quoting from is Deuteronomy. And I believe that was 33. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. You don't have to go into heaven and get it. You don't have to go across the ocean and get it. Here it's saying you don't have to go into the heaven and get it, and you don't have to go, that's to bring Christ down again, and you don't have to go into the depth to get it. But what was the word? The word was his statutes, his laws, and his commandments that you live by. That Messiah came to restore us from the breach from. So we got to understand that the law hasn't been done away with, and that will be how we should approach Christians who say that they are not up under the law. Where did this? What is this verse referencing? It's referencing Deuteronomy chapter 33. And make sure that's the right chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 30. So those two go together. Make a reference back to what the Most High told them. This is a witness against you. You want to know how to get right? It ain't far from you. It's even in thy mouth. Got to have faith in Messiah, but Messiah came to do what? To reconcile us back to the law, to reconcile us back to Elohim and the breach in the law. He told us back then what to do. So we have to understand this, that this is, yes, we have to have faith in the works that Messiah did. But he's making reference to the law. And having it in your hearts and in your minds. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah. Father, we submit ourselves to you humbly. Meek in heart and meek in spirit. Of a contrite heart, Father, you have not left anything to chance. And that everything that we need to know to be in right relationship with you, you have given it to us in writing. You have put it in our mouth and in our hearts. And all we got to do is just do it. Father, we receive your words. We hear your voice. And we obey. We shall not turn to the right or to the left. Ooh. We shall do as you have commanded. All that you have said, we will do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. So we have the old covenant. We have what the penalties are for breaking the statutes, laws, and commandments and not keeping the judgments. We have what we have to do till we breach the old covenant, which we did. We have in the New Testament, he says, all you had to do was turn back to me with your whole heart and your whole mind and do what I said to do. But now I've sent Messiah to actually pay the price that you couldn't pay yourself, that your conscience might be clean, that you don't have to kill any more animals. Excuse me. And all you got to do is do it. Accept Messiah as your master and your savior, your redeemer. Submit yourselves unto his words and his modifications to the contract. And do them. But we'll find that we can't do animal sacrifice. But very few things are changed in this new covenant. Very few things. And the Most High didn't say, I'm taking my statutes, laws, and commandments and my judgments away from you, that you don't have to do them. Not what he said. And so we have to teach people the correct way. You are still up under the commandments of the Most High. You're still up under his statutes, his laws, and his judgments. Maybe not some of his ordinances, because the ordinances were around what to do with at the temple, your duties at the temple, the sacrifices that you would make, how many bulls and how many goats. Well, we don't do those today. We don't have a temple to do those at. And Messiah definitely paid the price for once and for all for this age for sin. So they have to understand the correct way that we still are supposed to be doing these things. Everything else. Still supposed to be, you know, treating our brothers and our sisters the way the Most High said. Still supposed to be taking care of the poor. All the other commandments and statutes, laws and judgments, they didn't go away. He says, you want him to return to us? Messiah came and gave you a clean slate so that you could return and start doing what he said to do. Not come to Messiah and then say, I don't have to keep the law. I can be a lawbreaker. All I got to do is believe in Messiah and everything I do is all good. It's not what the scriptures teach. It's not what it teaches. It's not what the Most High is saying. I've made a way for you to come back and keep the covenant. And I just modified the old. And I told you then that it's near you, even in your mouth. To do the law and live. But we thank the Most High. on tomorrow morning, I don't know, first before we do anything, any questions?
No,
I don't have any.
All right, amen. Anyone else, any questions?
No, brother.
All right. All right, amen. Tomorrow morning, take a look at the video that I did, that I sent out. Did you guys get a chance to look at that second one?
Not yet.
I haven't.
Not yet.
Just take a look at it. We will still meet. I don't know what we will talk about yet, but we will. Perhaps the Most High will give me something. If nothing else, the hydroponic stuff. But I want to do something that is speaking toward some of the problems that we're having as a people. But, you know, I think that I gotten off track with this for the simple reason. The truth of the matter is, the truth is to start to fear the Most High. That will cure us from a lot of things. That is the cause of a lot of things, the lack of the fear of Him. And He's like saying, hey, that's what the people have to do. You don't need no special programs. You don't need, special counseling. Because the Most High will heal your mind. He will heal your body. If we just respect Him and respect, fear Him and respect what He has done for us. So we will meet, even if it's to do nothing but just kick the can around.
That sounds good to me. Amen.
All right. All right. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we come before You. Father, bless the people. Bless each and every person listening. Strengthen them. Give them a mind to keep Your statutes, Your laws, Your commandments, and Your judgments. Father, that we might walk before You, that You would give us favor in all that You do, that You will bless us in our coming ins, and that You will bless us in our going outs, that You would just be with us, Father. We need You. We can do nothing without You. Don't want to do anything without You. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
May the Most High encamp His angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we see each other again in the AM, remember, I love you, but I cannot love you like the Most High loves you. Shalom, and have a blessed evening, my sisters.
Shalom, you also.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. You always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the rock and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient, hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, 'cause I'm just a man. Always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, you live forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim, his words are perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, 'cause without you